There's a very well-known minig and popular minig. The Shabbos after Pesach, one bakes the challahs in the shape, in the form of a key, or one puts into the challah a key, or one engraves into the challah the shape of a key. And this minig needs an explanation. What is it all about? Why do we do this? What are we trying to say? We don't know where the minig originates from, but it is already quoted in the Sefer Oiv Yisrael from the Abtaruv, Zechisa Yugan Oleini, who lived some 200 years ago. And he testifies in his times that this is already an ancient minig. He calls it a minig miyumim kadmoinim. It's a minig which comes from yumim kadmoinim, from a long time ago. And the Abtaruv himself says that this is a minig Yisrael Torah, and one needs to understand what lies behind it. It occurred to me a machshava as follows. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Shkulim in Daf Yud Zayin, as Bashas Chorban Beis HaMikdash, the Sanhedrin took the keys of the Beis HaMikdash and they gave them to Yehoyuchin Melech Yehida. And Yehoyuchin Melech Yehida took all the keys, and the Lushan of the Gemara is Notal Mafteichos. He took the keys Shel Beis HaMikdash Ula Legagoy Shel Heichel, and he went on to the roof of the Heichel of the Beis HaMikdash, and Oma Lefunov, and he said to Hashem as follows, Reboina Shel Olam, L'sh'ova Hoyini Nemunim Lecho. In the past, we were trustworthy, we were faithful to you. V'hoyi Maftechosecho Mesirim Luni. And you entrusted us to look after your keys, the keys to your house, to the Beis HaMikdash. Achshav she'ein uni nemunim, now that we're no longer trustworthy, harei miftechosecho, I'm giving back the keys. And the same story is written in the Gemara, in Masechtas Tanis, in Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph, where the Gemara tells us that Bashas Chorban Beis HaMikdash HaRishoin, the Kohanim gathered together the keys of the Beis HaMikdash. And again, tells us the Gemara, V'uli legag ha-cheichel. They went unto the roof of the Heichel, V'omri lefunav, Reboinu shel Olam, Hoil v'loi zachini, Liyos kizburim nemunim. Because we weren't worthy, it seems that we weren't considered trustworthy gizburim. The Beis HaMikdash is being destroyed. Yii mafteichos mesirois loch. We're handing back to you, Reboinu shel Olam, the keys. Tells us the Gemara, V'zorkim kelape mala. They threw the keys up to Shemayim. V'yotzeso ke'en pisas yad. And they saw in Shemayim the form of a hand went out. V'kiblusom mehem. And accepted the keys. We see here from these two Gemuras, one only gives over the keys to somebody who is considered trustworthy. If we're not trustworthy, we can't be asked to look after the keys. There's a beautiful story from the Heilige Beditsche Veruf Schisse Yugen Oleini. One year, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, he came into his Beis HaMedrash, and he announced that he would like to buy some chometz. Does anybody have any chometz to sell him? All the Yidden in the Beis HaMedrash looked at him in astonishment and surprise. I said, Rebbe, no one's got any chometz. It's Erev Pesach. We've all burnt our chometz. No one has any chometz. Said the Beditsche Reuf, I know, but I'm still asking. Perhaps somebody's got hidden away, decided to keep for himself a few biscuits, a bit of cake, some bread, a challah. I'm willing to pay a fortune in money. You don't have to be scared. Just anybody's got some chometz, I'll buy it off him for a fortune. And they all said, Rebbe, no one's got any chometz. At the time, there was a war going on between Turkey and Russia. And Russia had forbidden, under severe punishment, for anybody to trade in Turkish merchandise, in Turkish park carpets. Said the Bedichev Ruf, I'd like to know. I'd like to buy a Turkish carpet, Lekuvad Yontif. Is there anybody in town who'd be able to sell me some Turkish carpets? Straight away, 2-3 Yidden went over to Mr. Rebbe. No problem whatsoever. Tell us what type of carpet you want, what colour you want. We can still have it delivered today before Yontif for you. When the Bedit Shivaruf heard this, he lifted up his eyes to Shemayim. And he said, Rabbeinu Shloilem, look at your kinderlach. The Russians have got soldiers and police patrolling to catch anybody who is trading in Turkish merchandise. And yet straight away when I asked, a few Yidden told me, they can arrange it for me. You have no police, you have no soldiers patrolling the streets of Bedichev to make sure that everybody's got rid of their chometz. And yet, not a single Yid in Bedichev has got even the smallest amount of chometz. Why? Because you wrote in the Torah, Ach b'yom harishon tashbisi sa'oya mibotaychem. When it comes to Yom Tov of Pesach, we have to get rid of all chometz. Said the Bedichev Ruf, look, Rabbeinu Shloilem, what faithful children you have, and you still have a Tana on Klal Yisrael. Chazal tell us, a Medrash in Eicha, on the Pusik Golsa Yehida Ma'oini, that Klal Yisrael was sent into Gulas Ma'oini through affliction. Tell us, Chazal, Al Sha'ochli Chumetz BePesach. This means that they were not keeping properly the halachas of Pesach. They ate chometz on Pesach. This is Golso Yehida Ma'oini. They didn't keep the halachas of Lechem Oini. Now we understand when the Yid keeps the Yontif of Pesach, through that we show how we are faithful to the Rabbeinu Shloilem. And if we are faithful to the Rabbeinu Shloilem, so the Rabbeinu Shloilem can entrust us with the keys to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Shabbos after Pesach, we bake challahs in the shape of a key. We engrave into the challahs the shape of a key. And this is to ask and to show Hashem that we want to be Avudim Ne'munim. We want the Rabbeinu Shloilem should trust us and give us back the keys and to the Beis HaMikdash and the Beis HaMikdash itself. And this concept has a special chashivas, an extra dimension this year. As we know, Klal Yisrael is going through a very difficult period. The Mechuma in Etz Yisrael is surrounded by enemies, the anti-Semitism in the entire world. And yet, Yidden prepared themselves for the Yom Tov of Pesach like all other years. And especially this year in Etz Yisrael, when Iran threatened to shoot missiles to Etz Yisrael, and not only merely threatened, but shot over 300 missiles, which each one of these missiles and suicide drones had chas v'shulam, the potential to bring the most terrible chorban. And benisse nisim, the Rabbeinu Shloilem, Barov Rachma v'chasudov, spared Klal Yisrael, not a single Yid was killed, and not a single Yid was injured. And Erev Pesach in the morning, B'shas Reifes Chometz, two machablim, two terrorists, Rotzchim, came with a machine gun to murder as many Yidden as they could. And once again, Bederech Nes, as they tried to fire on the Yidden, their machine gun jammed and not a single Yid was killed. The Leil HaSeder and the Piyut for Amartem Zevach Pesach, which many people say at the end of the Haggadah, and we said this again in the Piyutim, the second day of Pesach, we mention one of the Nisim of the Leil HaSeder. Sancheirev came to destroy Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. This was in the time of Chezkiyui HaMelech. And it's written in Meluchim Beis, in Perek Yites, and the Chazal speak about this, that Chezkiyui HaMelech came with 185,000 soldiers. And he came and he surrounded Yerushalayim. And he arrived on Erev Pesach. And the Yidden were trapped. There was nowhere to go. And the Yidden were there. And they didn't know how are they going to be able. What's going to be? There was nowhere to go. And they were outnumbered. And they didn't stand a chance. And Sancheirev had already captured on his way to Yerushalayim every town and city. And now he'd finally arrived and he was about to destroy Yerushalayim. And he came on Erev Pesach. And we say in the Piyut, we mention the Nes, what happened. On that night, the Leil HaSeder, the Rabbeinu Shem sent a Malach. And the Malach burnt all 185,000 soldiers. And when the Yidden woke up in the morning, they saw all these soldiers of Sancheirev lying dead, and they were spared with this gewaldigness. So in the Piyut, we mention that they were burnt in this chis that Klal Yisroel burnt their Korban Pesach. Sorfi Mashmane Pil Velid, those are the names of the soldiers of Sancheirev, the generals, they were burnt, b'yakoid, yakoid Pesach, in the flames which burnt the Korban Pesach. The Rebbe, Reb Mendel Rimnover, Zechisa Yugen Aleini, asked on this Piyut the following question. L'choira, the words of the Piyut are difficult to understand, that in the Zechisa Klal Yisrael burnt the Korban Pesach, through this, that is what burnt the soldiers of Sancheirev. We know that the Korban Pesach wasn't supposed to be burnt. It wasn't a Korban Oyla. A Korban Oyla is burnt. Korban Pesach is supposed to be roasted. It's not supposed to be burnt. So what does it mean that when they burnt the Korban Pesach, in that schis, all the soldiers of Sancheirev were killed, they were all burnt. Gezukt the Rebbe Reb Mendel Rimnover a gewaltige gewalt as follows. It's hard to picture the scene which must have been that year, Erev Pesach, in Yerushalayim, when the Yidden realized that they were surrounded by 185,000 murderers who were about to penetrate Yerushalayim at any moment, at any second, and go on a rampage and kill and maim all the Yidden in Yerushalayim. They must have been preparing themselves for the last minutes and seconds to be killed al Kiddush Hashem. But at the same time, it was Erev Pesach. And Erev Pesach, one has to bring a Korban Pesach. So the Yidden said, let's, in our last moments, let's at least do what as much as we can do. We probably won't be alive anymore to eat the Korban Pesach. But in the mitzvah of bringing the Korban Pesach, each stage is a mitzvah for itself. The mitzvahs of Shechitas Korban Pesach is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Afterwards is a mitzvah of Tzelias Korban Pesach, roasting the Korban Pesach. And then there's another mitzvah of actually eating the Korban Pesach. But one mitzvah is not dependent on the other. So the Yidden said, it's very possible we're not going to be zoicha to actually be mekayim the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach. But as of now, Sancheiriv hasn't yet launched his invasion of Yishalayim. Let's at least be mekayim the first mitzvah, Shechitas Korban Pesach. So they shechted the Korban Pesach. And then they saw that Sancheiriv hadn't yet launched his attack. So they said, let's go now to the next mitzvah. Let's be mekayim the mitzvah of Tzelias Korban Pesach. Let's roast the Korban Pesach. But because they were under such pressure, and they were under such terrible, terrible pachad, of any minute, of any second, the invasion is going to start. Because of this, they didn't take true care in making sure that the Korban Pesach was roasted properly. And what happened was, instead of roasting it properly, the Korban Pesach got burnt. Don't know if it got fully burnt or partially burnt, but it got burnt. And when the Yidden saw that their Korban Pesach wasn't roasted properly and was burnt, so they were upset that they hadn't been zoicha to be mekayim this mitzvah properly. And they said, Yehi rutzon milfonecho, Hashem, Elokeini v'Elokei Avoseini, just like we have now burnt our Korban Pesach, please, Rabbeinu Shloilem, you should burn all those 185,000 soldiers of Sancheiriv. And the Rabbeinu Shloilem listened to their tefillah, and Sancheiriv and his army were destroyed. This year, Klal Yisrael has undergone a similar experience. The nations of the world, Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, all threatening Klal Yisrael, threatening Klal Yisrael the most terrible ways, how one haven't heard for the last 80 years, and not just merely threatening, but Iran is sending 300 missiles, over 300 missiles. Hezbollah shooting every single day missiles into Israel. And Klal Yisrael is faced by so many threats, Rachmuna Litzlan, from within and without. And what's been the reaction for Klal Yisrael? Our reaction has been, Avada, davened, and we're carrying on davening. But Klal Yisrael have been preparing ourselves, we've been preparing ourselves. It's coming Pesach. We have to get ready our houses for Pesach. We need to get rid of the chometz. And then we did bedikas chometz. And then we did serefas chometz. And then we were mekayim, the mitzvah of the seder, the dalet koisus, achilas matzah, achilas mura, Sipa Yisis Mitzrayim, Derecheres. We have been showing how we are avudim ne'emunim laHashem, that we are trustworthy and faithful avudim to the Rabbeinu Shloilem. And in Dames Chistaka, the Rabbeinu Shloilem helped Klal Yisrael, that not a single Yid was killed or wounded, mamish b'derech nes, from those 300 missiles, and the machine gun jammed Erev Pesach, the Sreifas Chometz had gepoiled to save us. And now when it comes Shabbos after Pesach, we make a challah in the shape of a key, in the form of a key, to ask Hashem and to show Hashem that we want to be once again avudim ne'emunim, gizburim ne'emunim. We want to be trustworthy Gabuim, who the Rebbein Shloilem will entrust with the keys to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, B'mheira V'yomeini, Amen.